As someone whose DNA says that I'm 100% African, I hope I don't get arrested for that. I'm cognizant that national legislation differs between member states in this room. In some countries, I'd probably be arrested for one reason, and in others, for another reason. And I think, you know, what my dear sister is probably not really taking into account is that there is a multiplicity of cultures in this room. And there are some cultures in which multiple aggravated and intersecting forms of discrimination, based on those grounds which are stated there, do actually have very severe consequences, life or death. I notice migrant status is not there. That's another, in the UK, I think that's a protected category as well. So I might be wrong. I haven't looked at the Equality Act 2010 recently, so don't jump on my throat for that. But basically, I think intersecting, I have to concur with the delegation from Brazil and the EU that, as a member of civil society, I'll say, and therefore very much cognizant of what a lot of people of African descent lived experience is, because of one of those other grounds, that that it should remain. Or if it doesn't remain, that you find language that accommodates those people who are further marginalized as a result of those, to use a UK term, protected characteristics. Thank you very much.